You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Joshua Margolis, the founder and owner of Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness, a New York City-based company specializing in home personal training, Pilates, and yoga with a focus on expecting and new moms. Joshua, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of eNewYork.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what areas of fitness do you specialize in for the listener that's not familiar with you and your business?
Most certainly. Well, what we try to provide at Mind Over Matter is a broad spectrum of fitness-related disciplines. The idea is to find something that everyone or that anyone has a preference for or an interest in or a reliance on or anything along those lines, finding that one fitness trend or that one fitness concept or discipline that's going to trigger something in that individual that's going to get them to say, you know what, I really like this, I really enjoy this, I really want to do this, I really want to adapt this to my schedule, and ultimately I want this to be a part of my life and who I am. And for, you know, we have a diverse, broad array of clientele, and in order to accommodate them, we need to provide as many fitness-related disciplines as possible. And you hit on some there in the beginning, as you mentioned, personal training and Pilates and yoga, and those are all great disciplines. And we also have a triathlete coach on staff. We have somebody that that does boxing. We do Qigong. We have a Tai Chi instructor. You know, for us, we try to diversify as much as possible. And, you know, people out there, they need to keep their, they need to stay positive if they haven't yet found their discipline. And they need to pretty much try until they do.
What are the advantages of in-home fitness?
Let me try that. 3, 2, 1. Of in fitness.
Well, most of the time, and this is, you know, what we specialize is bringing the experience to the individual. If they've done a lot of different surveys and studies about people's biggest reasons why they don't exercise, and number one or two is always time. I don't have time to do it. I don't have time to make it to the gym. I don't have time to get to that yoga class. I don't have time to get out and go run. I only have this amount of time. Well, bringing the fitness experience to somebody in their home, that sort of gets rid of the excuse of I didn't have time to get to the gym, because now we're bringing the gym to you. So it doesn't, even, you know, in our busy lifestyles, sometimes 5-10 minutes can be enough of a difference where you don't want to do something. And depending on where you're located, most people do have a gym close by, but sometimes it's, you know what, I don't want to go, I don't want to get in the car, I don't want to drive, or I don't want to walk if you're in an urban environment in the city. I don't want to walk in the rain or in the cold. I don't want to get up early in the morning and go to the gym. Just, you know, if you're looking for an excuse not to exercise, you don't have to look far. So we try to get rid of the main one, which is the time. And by coming to somebody's home, it gets rid of that excuse. You don't have that excuse. It's harder to blow off a workout when you have a trainer knocking on your door at 6:30 in the morning, or when you have that appointment at 8:00 at night and you know you need to be home for it. So it keeps the clientele and it keeps most of us honest. It gives us a sense of accountability to the trainer, to the instructor, and ultimately that helps people stay on the path to achieving fitness and to achieving their goals.
How does one stay on track with it all?
And that's a follow-up question to that. You know, we can only, you know, a trainer is there to provide sort of, I guess, external, extrinsic motivation. And that's what we're there for. Ultimately, that client or that individual has to find something within them that's going to keep them going. Now, it takes all different sizes, all different types, different strokes, different folks. It's finding that one thing or maybe several things in you that's going to keep you going. And like I said, it runs the gamut. Sometimes it could be something as, you know, simple or superficial as how you look. And if that's enough to keep you motivated, then maybe that's what you harness. Maybe it's you got the summer coming up and you're going to be in the bathing suit, or maybe you have that that trip down to the islands where you're going to be in the bathing suit and people can see. Maybe you have that high school reunion coming up. Maybe it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah. It's some event where you're going to be seen, people are going to see you, and the idea of presenting an aesthetic fit image is enough to keep you motivated. Maybe it's something deeper. Maybe it's quality of life, and that should be the biggest overall factor anyway. It's not necessarily how you look, but more how you feel and longevity, having a long and healthy life, you know, staving off as much as possible certain illnesses and diseases that you can, because exercise is going to help you do that. And there's so many documented studies that show all these things that, you know, show exercises sort of being able to keep a lot of these illnesses at bay. So maybe that's your method, and that's your mode, and that's what keeps you motivated. Or, you know, maybe there's an event and you're participating in an athletic endeavor. Maybe you're running, it doesn't have to be a marathon. Maybe you're running a 10K. Maybe you're running a 5K. Maybe you're doing some bike race. Maybe you're on an intramural volleyball team. Maybe, you know, it could be all those sort of athletic endeavors that we encourage people to participate in, because that's what makes fitness fun. You don't want to do it because it's a chore. You don't want to do it because you have to. And if that's how you look at it, then you're not going to last long.
Today we're joined by Joshua Margolis, the founder and owner of Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness, a New York City-based company specializing in in-home personal training, Pilates, and yoga, with a focus on expecting and new moms, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio in association with E! New York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How do you stay in shape without spending too much money?
And that's a big one, too. We talked about before about the top number one or number two excuse. Well, if number one is, if it's not time, it's money. And that's what a lot of people say as their reasoning for not exercising. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I can't pay for a gym, or I can't pay for a trainer, or I can't pay to, you know, go on a ski trip, or whatever they may be. As I said, if you're looking for an excuse not to exercise, you really do not need to look far. But money is certainly significant, and, you know, especially these times right now that we're in, a lot of people, you know, might be a little bit more stressed economically than they've had in the past. And, you know, at Mind Over Matter, we try to accommodate that by doing classes. So for those people who can't necessarily be in the position to afford the one-on-one service, you could certainly be in the position to do a group exercise class. Excuse me. So most of the times what we do is we try to make it as diverse as possible. Right now we're actually currently doing our yoga boot camp class, which is a class that, what it sounds like, it's a combination of boot camp class exercises with yoga movements. It's great. It's fantastic. It's an idea of you doing some sort of yoga postures, strengthening the core, stretching your back, and then eventually you work in some cardiovascular-esque exercises that would be commonly found in boot camp classes. So it's a great sort of hybrid of it. We offer classes specifically for moms. We do our stroller boot camp class in the spring, where we're all out in the park, and, you know, we're leading around the women with the babies in the strollers. It's a fantastic class. It's especially for them. We also do an open boot camp class. So you want to be able to have as much variety as possible and offer people something a little less expensive. And if it's something that you're going to do something on your own, which we certainly encourage, a jump rope will cost you $4. Go out and spend $4 on a jump rope. You don't need to go out and buy some fancy piece of equipment that's going to just stay in the corner of your house and eventually end up becoming a clothing rack. Spend the money on something. Spend less, get more. Jumping rope's been around for as long as exercise. It's a simple task. Once you learn how to do it, once you practice it, it's something you can stick with you for the rest of your life, like riding a bike. It's a simple way to do it. Other ways, going out, going for a run, going for a walk, certainly inexpensive, no equipment required. So it's really basic stuff. You get a good pair of sneakers and you go and do your thing. Even playing with friends in the park, having a toss, a catch with a football, baseball, playing frisbee even, something along those lines where you can have a partner and a friend, it really will help to, you know, get you into a good fitness groove, and very, very inexpensive on that level.
How does one maintain a positive mood and disposition, and how can exercise help with that?
Well, there's, again, there's so many documented studies about exercise releasing all these endorphins in the body, serotonin, epinephrine, and all these different chemicals that are these pleasure chemicals. They send signals to the brain, and the brain tells the body that, yes, this feels good. This is a good thing you're doing. I am happy. So exercise, most people that exercise on a regular basis, they're not going to have these sort of bouts of depression or these moments where, you know, they're a little destitute. They're going to feel good about themselves. There's a chemical evidence to support that. Exercise is really the cure-all for something along those lines. It's a great stress reliever. It's a great catharsis. It's a great way to just feel better about yourself. And it's no secret, if you maintain your discipline, whatever fitness discipline that may be, chances are you're going to be feeling pretty good about yourself, not just on the result end, of course you will, but because you have these chemical transmitters that are being sent to the brain.
And when traveling, how do you incorporate fitness on a day-to-day lifestyle?
That's a great question, and that goes hand-in-hand with our in-home fitness philosophy. You know, a lot of people that we work with and travel for business, it's really an accepted part of culture now, especially in this country, that people are out every week, whether it's overnight, two nights, whether it's a plane trip, whether it's a car trip, whether it's a train trip. They're traveling. They're in other areas. They're in areas where they're not normally by their gym or what they're, you know, where they're accustomed to working out. So the first thing you always do when you're packing for that business trip or trip for pleasure, you pack the shorts, you pack the T-shirt, you pack the workout gear, you pack your sneakers. That's number one. So you open up the suitcase, you see it sitting there. It's a reminder. Sometimes it even can be a guilty reminder for you to make sure you maintain your discipline. And sometimes guilt could be that powerful motivator. Most hotels people stay at are going to have a gym. It might not be much to look at, but it's something. There's a treadmill. There's a bike. There's some type of apparatus down there. You can do that. Plus, the workouts that we work, that we do at Mind Over Matter require no equipment. So the same thing you can do in your apartment, you can do in your hotel room.
How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you and Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness online?
Most certainly. If people ever want to find out a little bit more about us, they can visit the website, which is mindovermatternyc.com. That's mindovermatternyc.com. And through that site, they can find out a little bit more about us and what programs we offer, what type of disciplines we offer. And we're Manhattan-based, but we do Skype training, which means we can train anywhere around the world at any given moment. They can also contact the office at 212-865-9290. If you have any fitness-related question, don't hesitate. I'd love to be able to answer it. You can email us at info@mindovermatternyc. That's info@mindovermatternyc.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, I know you've covered a lot of ground here today, but what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
Well, I think for most people out there, sometimes it can be a daunting task to just sort of, you know, either drop that weight or get themselves back in the gym or start changing the shape of their body. Don't look at the big picture initially. Take baby steps, and that's applicable for so many different things, not just exercise, but it works here as well. Don't look at the big picture initially because it can be overwhelming. One step at a time, one day at a time. If you do one thing, maybe today you go out for a walk, maybe tomorrow it's a run, maybe the next day you get the bike, maybe you get the jump rope. It's an evolution. It's a slow and steady evolution, and generally slow and steady, as the expression goes, wins the race.
I like that approach. That was Joshua Margolis, the founder and owner of Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness, a New York City-based company specializing in in-home personal training, Pilates, and yoga with a focus on expecting and new moms. And the website of reference, once again, is mindovermatternyc.com. Joshua, always a pleasure to have you a part of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thanks again, Eric.
Hey, you're very welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, working in association with E! New York. Join us next time for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.